Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. And I would happen to be JR. If you didn't know that, that's me. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, wherever you're listening from, I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. Hope you're cool. I hope you're smooth. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us on the control board and the control room in the studio in New York. And with all powers combined, boom, you get a radio show. Real simple, right? You turn it on and off and a voice comes out the speaker. Here I am. Or your headphones or your phone, what have you. And you can listen a variety of ways. The free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Shout outs to everybody locked in on SiriusXM channel 158. That's how I listen when I'm rolling around the town. And then you all, I was going to make a sexy red reference, but if you get it, you get it. And then also anybody also tuned in. How else? Oh, what, Shep, a smart speaker, right? The thing that you don't like so much.
Correct, sir. Yes.
So if I get you Alexa, you're not going to use it.
I'd rather use those resources for Special Olympics, man.
I didn't ask you that.
No, but
if
don't say
I
no
get
thank you.
If I get you an Alexa, you just gonna say I don't want it? You're going to throw it away? What you going to do with it?
I'm going to say no thank you and give it to someone that really is in need of it.
Damn, you're a re-gifter?
No, I'm just the guy that's honest.
I'm hurt,
doesn't serve
man.
Me.
I'm hurt. I'm in pain right now. Damn. You can listen to the games. You can listen to the radio. And you're just like, I don't want it. JR gave it to me. I don't want it. It's okay, Shep.
So, all right, JR. So
I'll get over it. Not today. Not tomorrow. In a few months, I'll get over it.
You see, but our friendship means too much to me that I would ever lie to your face or insinuate that
Damn.
I wouldn't be grateful for something if it's really something I would want. See, you and I have the type Damn. Of relationship where I can be straight up honest with you about something, right? You don't want me cajoling you and trying to stroke your ego. You don't need that.
Nah, but my soul hurts. I'm like, I get you an Alexa. You're like, I'm going to give it to somebody else. Ugh.
JR, let me tell you something, man.
If I wanted to get somebody else an Alexa, I would.
JR, that's a great point. But right. I really mean this. Like,
right.
There's not a lot of people that do what you do with Special Olympics. I would much rather you give it to someone there that's going to actually appreciate it in a way that I won't.
So what do you want? You want a coloring book? I give you a coloring book. If I get you one of those, you're going to give that away too?
Well, here's what I'll say. And you know I mean this, and I know our audience knows this as well.
You don't want nothing.
Your friendship is more than enough.
Oh, that's nice. That's sweet.
It's the truth.
Well, thanks. You don't want Alexa. You don't want a coloring book.
No, well, listen, if I was 30 years younger, I'd take the coloring book. But, you know, I'm a little past
that.
Oh,
they make coloring. No, they make coloring books for adults. It's,
yeah.
It's relaxing.
Yeah, I'm sure the JR Sport Brief on Saturday nights after, you know, hosting 6 days a week is doing coloring books. Yeah, okay.
Wow. As a come on. A relaxation activity?
That's your relaxation activity? I'll believe it when I see it.
If somebody wanted to sit down with me and they wanted to color and they looked the right way, I'd sit down and do a coloring book on a Saturday night.
I'd do anything on a Saturday night if they looked the right way. That's a different story, Jay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'll color anything, man.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I'll color. Little Mermaid. No, but they make adult coloring books. It's therapeutic.
Okay, I cannot get
Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick loves coloring. Come on now.
Well, he loves Taylor Swift, so I'm not going by what Bill Belichick loves these days.
I'm sure Antonio Brown likes coloring.
That's a ringing endorsement right there.
Go ahead, Shep. You gotta go.
Sorry.
Take over.
Oh, well, the lines are full. So if you want like a 5-10 second respite right here, you can go to the phone lines.
I need more time. You do it.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So who has been waiting patiently? You know what? Let's get to who we got. We got John, State of Commanders. We got Chris in California. You know what? I have a feeling Chris is going to up his game tonight. So, you know, Chris has been more condensed with his answers. He's not taking us down different paths. Chris in California, you're on with JR Sport Brief. Go ahead, my friend.
Hey, Josh. How you doing?
We're doing well, Chris. What you got for JR?
Hey, first of all, let me say, you guys got the best show on the air, hands down. I've been listening to Sports Talk Radio for 55 years. And the combination of you two, second to none, you guys are the best.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. That's very kind of you. Now, you want to...
Thank you, Chris. I have to say thank you, but I'm still dying over here, okay? I'll be back.
Okay, so here's what I got.
Yeah.
The 49ers, man. So I'm hanging out in the bar in, like, July, and the Steelers are like, hey, man, I don't know about the 49ers. They don't have a quarterback. And I'm like, dude, snap out of it. Mike Shanahan has their quarterback. And he's like, oh, McCaffrey's going to get hurt. I'm like, well, just plug somebody in. I mean, they are so strong at every position. You know, I'm a New York guy. What's happening with the Giants and the Jets? Just a travesty. And then these national TV games, the Giants just getting smacked at home by Dallas last night.
1-12. Like, it's not. And you know what the thing is? It's not all Daniel Jones' fault. Like, it's not all his fault. And he's the one catching all the heat.
For sure. No question. And I just want to give a shout out, JR, Shep, if you don't mind, to my guy, Randy Cross, who was the first great athlete to come out of my high school, the legendary Crespi High School down in Encino. He won 3 Super Bowls with the 49ers, so they've always been my backup squad. And he also defeated Jim the Anvil Neidhart for the California State Shot Put Championship in 1972 and set a national record while doing so. I think he works for the same company over there on TV side, college football, the Randy Cross. First coach from Crespi. We turned out about 27 NFL guys. 35 major leaguers and 5 NBA players, 400 students in a private school. Pretty amazing place. You know?
Wait a minute.
Rick Dempsey was our first guy.
Oh, my God, wait. Oh, he was so good. I want to talk to you. Slow down.
I tripped out of here. Sorry, man.
Oh, wait. What'd you say, what? You said you had coffee and it, what'd you say, what?
What? Rick Dempsey was our first GOAT. Graduated in 1967.
Okay.
He was 1983 World Series MVP for the Orioles.
Slow down. Chris, thank you, but slow down.
Okay, man.
There comes a point in time where everybody listening is just like, bruh, take a breath, and I want to ask you a question here. Slow down.
I'm sorry, man. Yeah.
It's okay. It's all right.
Chris, are you related to Allen by chance?
Excuse me?
Is there an Allen in Toronto that you're related to?
No, but I've heard him.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You sound like the California version. Now, listen, Jim. Yeah, you found that funny. Jim the Anvil Neidhart, he's from California? I didn't know he's from Cali.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know, look these guys up. Like, just Google Cross and you'll see that. That's right. I mean, I knew it.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with him. I was asking about Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
I know him. He is from Southern California, yeah. He passed away,
okay.
I don't know, a while back.
Yeah, I know he passed away a couple of years ago. Yeah, classic.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, thank you for calling from Cali, man. You be safe, okay?
I love you guys, man.
And we love you too. Right, Shep?
We do. Honestly, Chris, great call on your part tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, good job, Shep. 855-212-4CBS. Mark is here from Montreal, former home of the Expos. What's up, Mark?
Hey, JR, what's up?
Are you okay?
I'm not really.
Oh, it sounds like it. What's wrong? You need a hug? You need me to send you a hug through the airwaves? What's going on?
Just speaking to you guys can make me feel better.
Oh, that's not the first time I've heard that, but go ahead.
So first of all, have you ever gotten a call from Montreal, or am I the first one?
I don't know how many calls I've gotten from Montreal. I've been here for almost 4 years. I think I've talked to many people from Montreal, but go ahead. Sorry to burst your bubble, but you're not the first.
I'll be honest. I haven't been listening for too long. About a month or a month and a half ago,
okay,
I discovered you and your show, and I love it. It's the greatest.
Well, thank you. What's up?
I want to vent and rant about my Blue Jays because, you know, frankly, I used to be one of those guys who loved that the MLB added new wild card teams, you know, like the extra wild card teams, you know, it's great for the regular season, add more intensity, you know, get more teams in the mix. But, you know, today it hit me. What a stupid idea.
Well, let me add some excitement to the thing. The Twins beat the Blue Jays 3-1. The Twins haven't won a postseason game in almost 20 damn years, and they did today. And your team is one loss away from elimination. Is that why you sound so sad and miserable?
Yeah, but let me just...
You don't sound like this at, like, in the daytime, do you?
No.
Okay. Hopefully. Anything else?
Yeah, I was saying that...
You are.
These extra teams they added to the wild card. And don't get me wrong, I'm glad that the Jays are officially in the playoffs. But, I mean, the postseason is reserved for the good teams. I love the Jays, but let's be real. They don't deserve to be in the playoffs. They ain't a good team. They're a middle-pack team, and because the MLB expanded the playoff format, that's why they're in. They suck. Springer can't hit. Guerrero can't hit. Bichette could hit.
Okay.
He's the only guy.
All right.
And then you got a bunch of other guys.
Yeah, they lost 2-1. Yeah. Well, Mark, what are you doing the rest of tonight?
Well, until 2:00, I'll be listening to you.
Oh, well, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
And I've had a rotten day, but I'm going to go to sleep tonight feeling very happy that I got to speak to you for the first time.
Oh, well thank you, Mark.
I mean it honestly.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, we'll talk more about the game. And thank you, Mark, for calling from Montreal. Man, I want to hear him when he sounds happy. I mean, damn. He makes me want to take a nap. And I'm hype as hell right now. I could run a marathon. Shep, you ready for your marathon?
No. You know there's a lot of marathons around here?
What? Excuse me?
You know who actually recently ran a marathon?
I don't know, Tiki? I don't know.
Well, him too. The person who, the wonderful host that always follows us, Amy Lawrence.
Amy is the New York City marathon?
I don't know if she does New York City, but she does a lot of marathons. So if she's doing it, that inspires me to do it. So yes, I am ready for the New York City marathon in 1 month.
What are you, up to 18 miles now?
No, more like 13. I might be walking during that New York City marathon, but I'm going to complete it though.
You still going to dribble at basketball?
Hell no.
Okay. It's a nice idea, a nice thought.
I appreciate that. It's going to be hard enough running.
Yeah, I hear that. Oh, yeah, by the way, congratulations to the Twins. Our last caller from Montreal, he's sad because the Blue Jays lost 3-1. Royce Lewis went out there. He hit 2 home runs for the Minnesota Twins. They got Sonny Gray up on a bump tomorrow. Berrios is going to go out there and represent the Jays as they try to stave off elimination. Also, the Rangers beat the Rays tonight 4-0. Jordan Montgomery, 7 innings pitched, 5 strikeouts, Aroldis Chapman. It felt like a Yankees game, except for they were in Texas Ranger uniforms. They were able to beat the Rays. The Rays also facing elimination. And then in the evening time, we got some National League matchups as the Diamondbacks came back to beat the Brewers 6-3. This is the first time the Diamondbacks have been in the playoffs since 2017. And, of course, they got some action. They got some scoring. They got some offense from someone who is, I mean, basically Rookie of the Year in Corbin Carroll. Both him and Ketel Marte, they homered on back-to-back pitches. Gabriel Moreno hit a home run. And then late, because Milwaukee was in the lead here. But later on in the game, Christian Walker came through a two-run double, top of the ninth, made it 6-3 for some insurance. This is courtesy of the Diamondbacks Radio Network.
The 3-2. And a hot shot to center. Going back, and this one is off the wall. Two more insurance runs for the Diamondbacks. And Christian Walker's into second with a two-run double. They lead it 6-3. How about coming through in the clutch?
Yeah, the Brewers might be done. They got one more game. Their manager might be heading over to the New York Mets to hang out with David Stearns. And so there we have it. Also, the Phillies, the team that went to the World Series last season, they beat the Marlins tonight 4-1. Pretty much, I'd say, the highlight of the game. You got somebody running around and Bryce Harper, who's probably the biggest star in the postseason, I would guess by name only, or at least right now in the wild card rounds. At one point in time, Nick Castellanos, he went through RBI double in the eighth. He scored Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper didn't give a damn about the stop signal. He decided to barrel through, and he still went through and scored. He made it 4-1. This is courtesy of the Phillies Radio Network.
The 0-1 pitch. Swung on. Ripped down the left field line. That's going to be a base hit for Castellanos. Harper is off to the races. Around second. He's heading for third. The helmet comes flying off. They're going to wave him to the plate. The relay home is not in time.
Wow.
Harper scores from first as Castellanos is in at third. And the Phillies take a 4-1 lead.
Yeah, we've had Bryce Harper here on the show before. Nice guy. I like him. I don't know why so many people don't like him. Anytime I've spoken to him, he's been cool as hell. I ain't got no beef with him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Congratulations to the Twins, the Rangers, the Diamondbacks, and the Phillies. They are both one win away from advancing to the divisional round. And the Blue Jays, the Rays, the Brewers, and the Marlins, they are one game away from being eliminated from the postseason. Let's go to Mary from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mary?
Hi, JR.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I might choke. Go ahead.
Well, listen, I just want to tell you, I don't hear many ladies calling in, and I just kind of happened on you driving home from work, because I'm a nurse and I drive home late, a couple months ago, and I just love your show.
Well, thank
I'm
you,
learning,
Mary. I
you
appreciate
know,
that.
You know, I'm behind the eight ball learning this football stuff, but I've always loved to cheer on football. So I like you doing a good job, JR.
Oh, thank you, Mary.
I didn't know you had football.
Who's your team?
I'm a Buccaneer.
Oh, why? Because of Tom Brady?
Hell no. I have been a Buccaneer since 76.
Oh,
when they started.
You said you just learned football at 76?
No, I'm learning more about it. Let me just say that.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was like, that's a long time to be watching now. Okay.
I mean, I knew the basics, but now, you know, I've been like divorced for 3 years and I'm an older lady and I'm trying to learn the positions and the plays and some of the mental stuff behind this.
Oh, I could dig it. I'm not mad at you. Well, what else is on your mind?
Well, I wanted to ask you this. Like the other night when the Jets were playing, And that little Wilson fella, he just took off. And I was wondering if anybody else was thinking what I was thinking since I'm behind the eight ball. But, you know, he had Lazard and Cobb out there, and I felt like they were just – he was trying to play Aaron Rodgers' offense, and they were trying to pull him up, and I think he did a really good job.
You're asking me as an overall if I thought he did a good job?
I'm asking you if you felt like you were kind of at a Packers game.
No. I know in a lot of cases throughout the offseason, bringing in Lazard and Cobb, you know, it felt that way. And Nathaniel Hackett. Yeah, nah, but I haven't thought too much Packers while watching the Jets. No, not at all. Maybe if Aaron Rodgers was out there connecting with them, maybe I'd feel that way. But nah, I haven't.
Okay. Well, that's just what I was thinking. Now, let me ask your opinion on Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
I have not heard a lot of great things. I've seen him play some good games and some bad games when he's been running around the league. But now I've got him. What do you think?
I think he is a good quarterback. I think at times he can play slightly above being average, but I don't look at him and think championship. I think of him as okay.
Okay. Well, at least we just have him 1 year, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, what do you want to do? Keep Baker Mayfield longer than this?
No. No, I mean, I live in Charlotte, or outside of Charlotte now, so, you know, I hear a lot about him here. Nobody liked him here. So no, I wasn't happy when we got him. I just wanted to get your take on him because I hadn't really been following.
Well, I need to give them credit because the Buccaneers are 3-1. I want to see how long that's going to last. They are also, along with the Seattle Seahawks, they're a team that's going to be on a bye, so they get a chance to sit back and relax for a week. And their next game is going to be against Detroit. And so I'd be real interested to see what Tampa Bay can do against those Lions and that aggressive defense. So that should be a fun one to watch.
That will be a fun one to watch. I just have one more thing to tell you, JR.
Okay.
I didn't know you had a cohort until tonight, a partner.
Wait, where the hell you been? He talks all the time. Say something, Shep.
What's up, Mary? I'm glad you learned more about football from JR, by the way.
Yeah, I love it, and thank you. And it gets me home at night because I got a long drive. No, Shep, I hadn't heard you, but, you know, I just 3 nights a week when I'm driving home. I've been hearing JR. But I do believe if he gave you that Alexis, that you would open that box when nobody was looking and plug it in and see what it
said. No, I'm a man of my word. But Mary, okay. I would accept anything else from JR because I know it's coming from the heart. But the smart speaker, the Lexus itself, I have no need for. Maybe he should give it to you. It sounds like you're really expanding your horizons these days.
Mary, you got Alexa at home, Mary?
Yes, my daughter gave it to me, and all I do is scream at it because it doesn't do what I ask it to do.
Oh, crap.
So, yeah.
When you set it up, like, you got to do the voice training for it, though. Come on now.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I didn't do that. I don't need that. I'm an old hippie, so...
Nah, but then when you walk in the door, you can say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio, and boom, I come on the radio automatically. How about that?
Are you serious? Will that play the radio?
Yes. Yes, it'll play. You can listen to me walk in the house. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Yes.
Well, then I will listen to you at home, too.
Hey, well, listen. Why not? Might as
well. I really am learning a lot. I dig, and you just... The way you tell it, JR, is good. It's good for me, and I appreciate it. I know
no problem. Well, hopefully, I don't ruin things. Hey, Mary, you get home safe, okay?
I will. Just one more thing. What's up with these Canadians tonight?
Canadians? Hey, watch your mouth, Mary. I'm originally from Canada.
Are you really? Well, the ones tonight are all stoned and
talking
about.
I'm from the Bronx, New York. I'm not from Canada. Not Canadian at all. I've been to Canada. Hey, Mary, get home safe, all right? Drive safe.
Hey, I will. Y'all have a great night. Thanks for talking to me.
No problem, Mary. Thank you. Yeah, she's talking about the guy who was from Montreal. We love Canada. We love Canada. We love Canada. I love Canada. Now all the Canadians are mad at Mary. Leave Mary alone. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. She asked about Zach Wilson. We're going to talk about him and hear Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers loves Zach Wilson, and he also wants to take his job. It's just an interesting dynamic. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
God bless you, JR. I'm a huge follower, supporter, and listener of your show. Been admiring you for years. I follow you on Twitter. It's an honor to be able to talk to you, man.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We just spoke to Mary from North Carolina, and she's just like, man, them Jets and Zach Wilson. We talked about Aaron Rodgers earlier on in the show. We talked about the 49ers. And it is just such a sad state of affairs for both quarterbacks representing New York City. I mean, to go from Zach Wilson and Daniel Jones, it's kind of wild that after both of their losses, they pretty much said the same thing. They stood there and said, oh, yeah, we lost, and it was my fault. If you need a reminder, Daniel Jones, after getting smacked around and sacked 10 times by the Seahawks, this is what Daniel Jones said last night. This is taking responsibility. He's saying, I'm the reason that we lost.
Poor decision. Yeah, I just thought it was soft, trying to find someone in the zone, and poor decision on that. Can't afford to make that mistake.
Mistakes, right? Let's go back to Sunday night. Zach Wilson fumbling the ball away at the end of the game, and Zach Wilson decided to actually take responsibility, something he ain't do last year. Listen.
Yeah, it's on me. Critical situation. I can't have a play like that. I cannot drop the ball. And this team is sacrificing a lot. Guys are making plays. Defense was making plays. O-line was protecting. Receivers were making plays. And to be driving right there and to drop a snap, I cannot do that. I lost us that game, and I cannot do that. And I was making it clear to those guys that I need to be better. I need to be better on the little things, the details. It can't happen.
Oh. Aaron Rodgers is still proud of his progress, though. Aaron Rodgers spoke to Pat McAfee today, and he delivered his State of the Union on the New York Jets, and he said, that's my guy. I'm proud of him.
Zach's a young kid. He's learning. He's growing. He's on his path and his journey, and I'm very proud of the leadership that he showed. I'm proud of the way he played. I don't need to pull him aside and tell him anything special. There wasn't like some pep talk that I gave him that made him play better. I felt like the plan was a good plan. He got into a rhythm there in the second quarter and made a bunch of really great throws. I thought the drive coming out of halftime was fantastic. Started off the second half with a back shoulder seam route to Conk, and then hit a couple of other good throws on the drive, and hit his favorite play down the red zone to Allen for a touchdown, and then ran QB draw and had a great scramble to get in the end zone and get us tied. And that thing, the whole place changed after that. I mean, it was pretty electric.
Oh, nice. Aaron Rodgers has faith in him. So much so that Aaron Rodgers is like, hey, man, if I can get healthy, I'm going to come back and take his job. This is what he said about his health.
There's nothing normal about how I'm attacking this rehab. There is common practices about 6 weeks in a boot, and I was in a shoe in like 13 days. Sometimes miracles are just doing things that people never thought was possible. My mantra has been, just because something has never been done doesn't mean it's not possible. Just hasn't been done yet. So the impossible often is looked at as miraculous. So when I say leaving room for miracles, it's leaving room to do something that hasn't been done before. And hopefully through this process, I can get back, when it's safe and right for me.
Huh? What? What a guy. Hey, Shep, you know what? Aaron Rodgers doesn't need appearances on Pat McAfee. Aaron Rodgers needs his own podcast, right? Draymond Green.
There's enough of those, though.
There's enough? I mean, Aaron Rodgers, more people probably listen to him than any of these other guys,
See, for me, and this is just me.
Yes.
I think that focus on your craft. Be the best at what you can be while you're an athlete, and those career opportunities in media will be there tenfold for you at the end of your career. I feel like it cost Brady at the end. I feel like it cost J.J. Redick at the end. I feel like it's compromised Draymond Green's game. I just kind of want to see athletes not necessarily stay in their lane, but know what got them there and just focus on such a competitive feat to begin with. Because, J.R., you got to put 100% into this. You're not doing that if you're doing podcasts twice a week. I mean, there's a reason why Paul George is never going to win a championship again. So that's just me. I think the Kelce brothers. Yeah. I don't know if they should be doing that right now. Do it at the end of your playing when you're done. Then I'm all ears. But that's just me. That's just me.
Let's talk about that more tomorrow.
Okay.
Let's talk about that. Let's say at 11 o'clock.
Sounds good.
Too many athlete pot. Hey, we got a top six list for tomorrow. You ready, Shep?
Is Gilbert Arenas on it? And you're not going to give that away.
I don't know. He didn't even come to mind.
Yeah.
He had a top six list tomorrow. Top six athlete podcast.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how other people feel about that, but right. I just, to me, JR, and I know you want to move on to calls, but I just think that it is next to impossible to be successful as a professional athlete in one of the most competitive spaces on planet Earth, and then to also do a podcast on top of that, which you and I both know. It is never just getting in front of a microphone and speaking. You are putting so many hours into preparation.
Be honest.
Yep.
A lot of these guys ain't saying nothing. You know, I'm being honest. Yeah. I don't listen to any of the athlete podcasts. I only pretty much hear and see what goes viral. You know, I'm not sitting around listening, but I think a lot of what they say is they just BSing. I mean, Paul George, I think I've listened to one of his shows. I actually listened to his show with Steve Ballmer.
Right.
And I found it to be interesting. And it is what it is. People are sitting around, they're BSing. You know, Steve Ballmer isn't going to ask him, hey, man, why you ain't playing? You know, it's a friendly back and forth, and you got to accept it for what it is. I have listened plenty of times to Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes and, you know, I not recently. But for the most part, it's the parts that are any type of worth it, they go viral, and that's it, man.
There would be one podcast that I would do anything to listen to and I would do anything to work on. And that would be Michael Jordan and LeBron James. If those guys, and I wish to God, JR, that Kobe could have done it with them. If those guys did a podcast, I'm listening to every single syllable that they utter.
Yeah, wishful thinking.
Yeah, fair enough.
You got to go to YouTube and listen to Michael Jordan eviscerate everybody. Listen to his Hall of Fame speech.
But JR, that was authentic though. That was authentic.
Well, good luck on the Michael Jordan podcast. Good luck for that.
You know what? I tell you what. I should try to work on getting him on the show. And also, I know he doesn't do any kind of radio interviews. I know he barely does television interviews. But I think we should try anyway. I know he's best friends with George. I know Oakley's close to him. Obviously, you know, Patrick Ewing is close to him.
Tell him that we want to sell his liquor. What is he selling?
I don't.
Tequila, whiskey.
Yeah, that's right. He was doing those commercials. That's right. And with White Groeschbeck, I believe the Celtics owner. He was doing something
Wick.
With him. Wick. That's right. That's right. Good call on that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the guy's name is Wick. I ain't gonna forget that.
Right. Yeah, that's a good
and
point.
And I'll tell him we want to sell his liquor, and then tell him I want some.
Okay. Sounds good. It'd be fascinating to have him on the show.
Yeah, it would. Let's see what he says. Challenge you to a basketball game. You going to beat him?
Yes.
Beat Michael Jordan now at a basketball game.
He's in his 60s, JR. He's not going to be able to keep up with me on a basketball court. And I am more confident that I can actually beat Michael Jordan in a basketball contest than I would Mike Tyson in a fight, because when you are 60-something years old, JR.
I was going to bring that up. You said you could beat Mike Tyson in a boxing match today, and now you said you could beat Michael Jordan in a basketball.
If Mike Tyson,
even at 60,
correct, okay. absolutely, and I would beat
Michael Jordan is 6'6", and you would be you'd be shooting over him like what
but
would
I'm
you
not,
be doing?
But I'm not focused on that six. I'm focused on the six when it comes to his age, and then the zero behind that. Like you're not gonna at 37 years old, you're not gonna beat an athlete who's 37 in your 60s. That just doesn't happen. I don't care if it's Michael Jordan. I don't care if it was Will Chamberlain when he was alive. I don't care if it was Kareem in his 60s. You can't beat a 30-something year old if they are a real athlete.
You know the mess. You're gonna receive messages about. I'm gonna receive.
Michael
people are gonna message both of us.
But then,
about
but then, but no disrespect, and all due respect to anyone that listens to the show, and it's a lot of people. But they don't know basketball. If they think a 60-something-year-old man,
he's 60 flat.
He's in his 60s, JR. He's in his 60s. There's no 60-year-old that can beat me in anything athletically. McEnroe couldn't beat me in tennis. Connors couldn't beat me in tennis. I'm trying to think who's this. Phil's still in his 50s. Tiger's in his late 40s. Els is 50s. Vijay Singh, 50s. I'm trying to think who's in their 60s. That's a great golfer. Okay, like Nick Faldo. Nick Faldo could not beat me in golf.
Nah. I want to stick to the physical sports,
right.
Man.
I mean...
Yeah, Michael Jordan can't beat you. I don't know.
Now, Jared. Now, if it comes down,
you say Mike Tyson. You beat Mike Tyson in a fight today. I think is even more outrageous.
I would wear him out. He
He'd
can punch
dead.
Harder than me. Of course, I know you've interviewed George Foreman. I understand that's the last thing to go when it comes to being an all time great boxer. But I would be too quick for him to catch me. Like Floyd
have
Mayweather,
you,
would
wait,
kick
I'm,
my ass.
I hate to be going back like 5 months, 6 months. Now.
This is over a year ago, but yes.
Okay. It isn't already?
Yeah.
Have you seen a Mike Tyson in a ring recently?
No, I have not. I've seen him on the street of New York get mad at people and they ask him what he does for a living, but I haven't seen him in a ring recently.
Okay. That man, his reflexes and muscle memory, you do not want to see this man, okay? I like you, Shep. I like you alive.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, don't. I will not set up the boxing.
I mean,
match
this isn't Tyson
I prefer
versus,
to see you on this side of the dirt.
I mean, this isn't Tyson versus Lennox Lewis or Evander Holyfield. I mean, this is
right,
a Tyson
it wouldn't
training
have to
with Customat. Like,
you'd be cooked. Sorry.
Okay.
Hey, look, one day we're going to have this conversation with him, FYI.
I look forward to it.
And I'm going to make sure you're standing in front of him when we talk about it.
You know, the problem is with these guys, everyone's afraid of these guys. They're human beings like the rest of us. They bleed like the rest of us. Mike Tyson was an all-time great fighter
not
40
Mike
years
Tyson,
ago,
bro.
Okay? 40 years ago, that's when he was coming on the scene. I'm not worried about a guy who's near 60 years old as a fighter, please.
Not Mike Tyson is not a normal human being, bro.
You know what? Neither are you and I.
I didn't beat people's ass for a living. I didn't have his upbringing. I didn't destroy people. I am not Mike Tyson. I ain't trying to piss him off. Hey, I like you, Shep. That's why we're going to keep you away from Mr. Tyson, okay?
Okay, I appreciate
all right.
it.
You're welcome. I'm not going to gift you no Alexa, but I'll keep you away from Mike.
I'm not afraid of Mike Tyson, Derek.
You don't have to be. You don't have to be. I am for you. You don't have to be. Trust me. You don't have
gotcha.
To worry about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Good to hear from you, man. I'm a big fan of your show. I love your work, and I appreciate you. I'm a trucker, man, so I'll be all over the country, and look forward to your show, man, at this time.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Shout out to all the truck drivers out there moving packages, moving items. We got people moving other stuff, but we ain't going to talk about that. Find something else to do. Let me mind my business. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've had a good night. We've talked about a lot. Talked about the 49ers, the Cowboys, the New York quarterbacks, Geno Smith, Mike Tomlin, the Steelers, Aaron Rodgers. Oh, yeah, by the way, folks, it's been reported that James Harden is going to show up to Sixers camp. I wonder if he's going to have the Daryl Morey is a liar a T-shirt or hat accessories, but James Harden reportedly going to work. We talked about Michael Jordan. This man is now worth $3 billion. Not that it makes a difference to you or me, but this man is now in the top 400 wealthy Americans. Good for him. Talked about Zach Wilson, Daniel Jones. And then the baseball playoffs, of course. The Twins beat the Blue Jays 3-1. The Rangers beat the Rays 4-0. And by the way, this is terrible, terrible for everybody in St. Petersburg. They can't get to this new stadium or arena fast enough. I call it an arena because it's only supposed to hold 30,000 people. Only 19,000 people showed up to see the Rays play baseball today. 19,000 people. It's been reported that is the lowest turnout for a postseason game in Major League Baseball history since 1919. Damn. They need to implode that place. Just get the hell up on out of there and move into the new stadium as soon as possible, because ain't nobody trying to go out to the Trop to see the Rays. I get it, it's the middle of the day. They just got into the postseason, but damn, 20,000 people? Demoralizing for the fans. The Rangers just need to sweep them and get it over with tomorrow, okay? Diamondbacks also beat the Brewers 6-3. Phillies beat the Marlins 4-1. Let's get more of your calls in before we have to roll out. I'm only here for a few more minutes, so just please try to be pointed in your comments. 855-212-4CBS. Jason's calling from Cleveland. What's up, Jason?
Thank you, bro, for fitting me in. Regarding the Aaron Rodgers, I think he's talking about miracles. I think he's a little new agey because it ain't a miracle. He didn't play a single game, did he?
He played a game. He played four snaps and then his Achilles popped. Yes.
Yeah, so I don't know why he's talking about miracles. He should be talking about good faith and belief. But anyway, I called in with the screener talking about Shep. I love Shep, but he's talking about boxing Mike Tyson?
Yeah, I mean, would you pay to see it?
Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? And to go half court against MJ?
I think Michael Jordan just would back him down, make that easy. But what do I know?
Jason, just,
I mean,
just
Shep,
Jason, just very
you
quickly.
Are the,
yeah,
you,
I know,
you are
I know,
the man.
I know from a common sense standpoint, it makes no sense. This is one of the all time great boxers in the history of the sport. But I also am somebody who is in prime shape. I'm 37 years old. I still run about 13 miles every other day. From an endurance perspective, he could not stay in the ring with me. If we're talking 15 years ago, Mike Tyson would whoop my ass in 10 seconds. But we're talking about 2023. I'm telling you, it's not inconceivable that I could beat Mike Tyson just on sheer endurance.
Well, what are you going to do, rope-a-dope? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I would. I know. I honestly would. Mike Tyson would be worn out and breathing harder than he ever has in his life. I'm telling you guys.
You got to get close to the guy, unless you're just going
to
run away.
Not running away, but I'm going to run around the ring.
You going to get close to him at all?
Listen, I'm not going to outpunch him. I know that.
Biggest pay-per-view ever is Shep boxing Mike Tyson and then going against MJ one-on-one.
I appreciate that. Thank you,
yeah,
Jason.
That'd be great. We need to look into that. Thank you, Jason, for calling from Cleveland. Hey, we could do better than the YouTube people. We really could. Gary from New Hampshire, go ahead quickly.
Yeah, what Shep said and everything is interesting. At 60 years old, I just want you to know, years back, a buddy of mine was in great physical shape, 6'2", 250 pounds, very muscular, but had no wrestling experience. He went up against a wrestler just goofing around. They went into the ring. They were friends. And this guy was 55 years old, and he was 30. And the guy had the wrestling experience. He was a losing wrestler all through the years, and he beat him. He didn't beat him into pain and stuff like that. Shep, what are you talking about? I mean, just because you're in great physical shape, I mean, professional athletes, they could be 40, 50, 60 years old. They're still going to beat you no matter what. I don't know what you're talking about. You sound like a great guy. Is this just a gimmick to have everybody call up about you?
No, Gary, I'm not a gimmick click kind of person. I'm old school. I wouldn't say anything that I didn't feel in the bottom of my heart, honestly.
Yeah, we don't do gimmicks around here, Gary. We don't do that.
All right. Well, one last thing.
We gotta leave. You gotta say it in literally 10 seconds.
No. All right, bye.
Okay. I like him. He understood it. I like him. He hit it. He understood it. He said, "I can't do it." Bye. Thank you. You see, now it's done. He could have said it, but he couldn't. I'm going to be back tomorrow with Shep, unless I introduce him to Mike Tyson. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is a wrap. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, a new top six list, some of the best podcasts in sports. But don't move. Right now, Amy Lawrence is coming up next. Thank you, Shep.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh, yeah. It's made with titanium, and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah. And I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. One-year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
I'm Eli Roth, and the upcoming second season of my podcast, A Ghost Ruined My Life from Travel, you'll hear real, horrifying accounts from actual victims who came face-to-face with a paranormal and survived.
It was the shape of a small human, and it was pure blackness, like nothing I've ever seen before in my life.
A ghost? You saw a ghost?
Yeah, I did.
Listen to A Ghost Ruined My Life with Eli Roth from Travel, wherever you get your podcasts, and prepare to be terrified.